He's been known as Bartlesville's very own Santa for more than three decades, and on Saturday night, dozens of community members showered Ron Adams with the blessings of love and Christmas carols as he faces the final moments of his life. Earlier this year, Adams was diagnosed with stage 4 liver cancer. His health has rapidly deteriorated, and he is in hospice care at the Journey Home between Bartlesville and Dewey. Debbie Neese, a friend of the family, says she received a phone call from Adams' daughter, Lindsay, Saturday morning with a very special request.
Well, Lindsay called me this morning and she said, I have a big ask, a really big ask. And I said, hey, whatever you need, I'm here for you. And she said, well, if you want to say no, you can say no. I said, no, I won't say no. I'll make it happen. And she said, I'd really love to have carolers here at 6 o'clock tonight. I said, done.
Adams was born in Bartlesville in 1947. He attended grade school and graduated from Call High in 1965. He attended Oklahoma State University and graduated with a business degree. Professionally, he worked in banking for more than 40 years before he retired, but it was his career in banking that helped Adams become Bartlesville's Santa. He also became involved in the Shriners organization and performed as a clown, bringing joy to children's lives, a tradition that continued as Santa.
My mom always said I wasn't shy.
Adams is certainly not shy and certainly not lacking any compassion for children. In addition to his Santa duties, Adams was the longtime president of the Bartlesville Playground Association, the nonprofit group that operates the Kiddie Park. He retired from that in 2019, and following a stroke, he almost hung up the Santa hat and cloak, but persevered, knowing he still had love and joy to spread. He has given countless hours as a volunteer at the Dewey Hotel and continued his portrayal of Santa for thousands of children at events across the region. Following his cancer diagnosis in early 2023, Adams received several immunotherapy treatments, but his family says they knew what the outcome would be. In the past few weeks, his daughter says the cancer took over and they made the tough decision to place him at the Journey Home. Saturday's love from the community gathering and singing more than 20 minutes of Christmas carols had a profound impact on Ron, his wife Debbie, and his daughter Lindsay. Lindsay came outside and in tears thanked the gathered crowd. Niece says she knows the impromptu carol singing was a miracle for the family. She says she was not surprised by the community support.
This is Bartlesville. Bartlesville does this. This is our hometown.
A small blessing of Christmas music, a large outpouring of love from the community, but not as large as Ron Adams' heart and his devotion to bringing joy as Bartlesville Santa. At the Journey Home in Bartlesville. Nathan Thompson, Bartlesville Radio News.